This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado ski resorts are starting to announce their opening dates for this winter. CPR's Tina Sieg has more.
Winter Park's first ski day will be November 6th. And Vail Resort says it plans to open its five Colorado ski areas for the season in mid to late November. John Plack is a spokesman for Vail and Beaver Creek Resorts. He says the company has created safety protocols for COVID-19, incorporating what they've learned from their resorts that are open this summer, as well as their Australian resorts, where it's winter now.
Their guests are really responding to all of the protocols that were put in place. So we're optimistic that guests here will embrace the changes that we're putting forth for this coming winter as well.
Those changes include required face coverings and a new reservation system for skiers and snowboarders. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Pueblo will start collecting bus fares again on Tuesday. The city's public transit system suspended fares in late March at the onset of the coronavirus health crisis. Passengers will have to wear face coverings. Bus capacity will be limited to 15 people to try to increase social distancing. Colorado's statewide mask mandate also requires that passengers wear masks while waiting at bus stops. The Colorado Avalanche are one loss away from getting knocked out of the NHL postseason. Their seven-game series against the Dallas Stars is at 3-1 for Dallas. The Avs lost game 4 last night. They could hang on in the series with a win tonight. Colorado weather is cooler for the beginning of the week. This is CPR News.